Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump makes his first trip as president to New Hampshire today after a weekend of political invective following that late Friday night firing of Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Former CIA Chief John Brennan tweeted to the president in part, "When the full extent of your venality becomes known, you will take your rightful place as a disgraced demagogue in the dustbin of history." And later, Trump angrily tweeted out about the Russia investigation, naming special counsel Robert Mueller for the first time. But today in New Hampshire, the president takes up the opioid addiction crisis. Now on the campaign trail, he promised to help the state. But you may recall that in leaked transcripts of a call to the Mexican president, then President Trump called New Hampshire a drug-infested den and promised help. Today he'll call for preventing the overprescription of opioids, for more treatment, tougher law enforcement, including possibly the death penalty for dealers. Although there are questions about how all this is going to be paid for. Reporter Paul Steinhauser is covering the trip for the Concord Monitor. Paul, briefly, do you get a sense of people there responding to the turmoil this weekend?
Yeah, and in the predictable ways, those who are supporters of the president, there are plenty of them up here. You know, they back him 100%. You saw the president's tweet just a couple hours ago calling the Mueller investigation a witch hunt. So that's kind of more red meat for his supporters, his base in New Hampshire and elsewhere. And those opposed, it's more ammunition to criticize the president. But I think the bigger point here, and even some allies of the president up here will quietly say they're a little upset that maybe the president this morning is still tweeting about the Mueller investigation because it steps on the message of the day, which is the opioid epidemic. So there's a little bit of disappointment that maybe the president shouldn't have been doing this morning.
Well, let's pay attention to it. Despite his tweets, some of the goals he's laying out, preventing the overprescription of opioids by a third in 3 years, by incentivizing states to move to a national database that monitors prescriptions. Talk about some of the other points he wants to make.
Yep. One of them, of course, has been getting a lot of attention since late last week, and that is the possibility of the death penalty against drug traffickers. I was on a call with the White House last night when they were kind of giving the details of this plan. The White House officials that were on the call were basically deferring to the Justice Department on where and when they would seek the death penalty against certain drug traffickers. But, of course, they mentioned those who are peddling fentanyl, which, as we all know, is about 50 times more lethal than heroin and is at least here in New Hampshire and in other states, really a major cause now for these drug overdoses, that those who are peddling fentanyl could maybe be seeking the death penalty or find the death penalty. Also, something else that's kind of a big deal, Medicaid. Right now, there's a decades-old law that prohibits Medicaid from reimbursing residential treatment at certain facilities. Mm-hmm. The Trump administration is trying to change that. You'll hear the president make those calls today to Congress to try to change that. It's going to need legislative help.
Well, so more punitive actions. He's talking about lowering the threshold amount of drugs sold that can invoke mandatory minimum sentences. But he's arriving in a region that is kind of switching away from punitive action, at least for users, to help. And he's going to be speaking at a firehouse in Manchester where users can go for help. But the treatment center that fire department officials work with closed because it was overwhelmed, underfunded. What's the president going to say about money?
Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like he's going to say a lot about money. And one of the big issues up here is changing the federal funding formula. Right now, we have $1 billion that's being distributed across the country to states across the country through the 21st Century Cures Act. And about $6 billion more is expected on its way if Congress acts this week. The problem is, for states like New Hampshire, which has the third highest drug overdose rate per capita in the country, the federal funding formula is not per capita. It's just on overall numbers. And our Republican governor up here, as well as the state's entire Democratic delegation, congressional delegation, has been urging the administration to change the federal funding formula to help states that are real hardest hit, like us, Massachusetts, and a bunch of others, Ohio, West Virginia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't expect to hear that from the president today, and we don't also expect to hear anything about additional funding.
Look, let's wrap up where we began with a political question. As you mentioned, President Trump has a lot of supporters in New Hampshire. We spoke with many of them during the last primary. A University of New Hampshire poll last month found 60% of Republican primary voters plan to vote for Trump in 2020. That number's gone up since October. But then there was an event on Friday. Retiring Arizona Senator and Trump critic Jeff Flake got a standing ovation when he said, Fellow Republicans need to speak out against Donald Trump and run against him if necessary. Now, Flake did not say that he's running, but this is, you know, the season for the 2020 election in your state. What are the chances? What are people saying about a Republican presidential primary in 2020?
Yeah, there is an appetite for it up here. It's still small, but it could grow larger. Stay tuned on that. You'll see more Republicans visiting up here with the possibility or the hint of a primary challenge.
They just happen to be in New Hampshire. Paul Steinhauser reports for the Concord Monitor. Thanks, Paul.
Have a great day, Robin.